The Sweden Democrats are planning to campaign on introducing a ban on headscarves like the hijab in public places as Sweden heads towards elections in September. The party's previously called for a ban on full body covering garments like the niqab and burqa, but in an interview with Swedish radio, Sara Gille, the party's spokesperson on gender equality and honour policy issues, says they now want a ban on headscarves too, which she describes as Islamist garments. The party wants an inquiry to look into whether a ban would be compatible with Sweden's religious freedom laws. The government's toning down its proposal to lower the age of criminal responsibility to 13 for serious offences, which would have allowed 13-year-olds to be jailed. They're now instead moving forward with a bill lowering the age limit to 14 from today's 15. Speaking at a press conference on Thursday, Justice Minister Gunnar Strömmer of the Moderates said they were concerned the proposal lacked support in the Riksdag and wouldn't be passed. It was due to be voted on this coming Monday. News agency TT reports, citing its own sources, that there's been resistance to the bill from some MPs representing the Liberals, the smallest party in government. The planned restart of the bankrupt Northvolt battery factory in Skellefteå under new owner Lighten is going slower than expected, and Swedish Radio News reports that there's dissatisfaction around this. Lighten's working to get the first production line up and running after the summer, but the Swedish Engineers Union says it's proving hard to find staff with the right expertise, with many former Northvolt employees already moving on. Lighten were not available to comment. And over 400 Swedish restaurants and pubs want to extend their opening hours to show nighttime matches during the World Cup, says the industry organisation Visitor. 410 restaurants, pubs and other businesses have applied to serve alcohol outside of regular hours during the World Cup, according to their survey sent to all municipalities in the country. The World Cup in North America kicks off tonight. And those were Thursday's headlines here at Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another podcast same time tomorrow.